Father, we are thankful for today again, and thank you for this day again. And I do pray that please help me and sisters to know and grow in your word. Please, Holy Spirit, help us to understand your word. And we do pray that please continue to lay your hand on us. And we ask you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, today we will see in the book of Acts. It's a very famous story. So, yeah, this chapter 8, verse 26 to 40. This is very, very famous story. A story of Philip and the Ethiopian man. Eunuch, the Ethiopian eunuch. Yeah, maybe I can read. And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goes down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasures, and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot. Read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou to what thou readest? And he said, How can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? From his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, they of whom spoken the prophet this of himself or of some other man? The Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a creation, certain water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the charro to stand still, and they went down both into the water, and both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that he that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found in Azoroth, and passing through the preaching in all the cities till he come to Caesarea. Amen. This is a story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, and we know very well this story, but we can see in this story some of things that God would help me and all of together. We are fascinated by missionary tales of chances and encounters along a lonely road in the African bush. A man suddenly appeared and asked a missionary traveler, "Can you tell me who Jesus is?" In the book of Luke, we see that Paul, Philip's divinely guided encounter with the Ethiopian eunuch. And we can see this we can see in the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 where we see, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judah and Samaria and to the end of the earth." So this is the matter of witnessing to Ethiopian man, and God is actively fulfilling his purpose for the scope of church mission, which we can see in other scriptures also. If it reaches an Ethiopian so soon, rather it begin can known for sure that the gospel that is to be preached among all the nation is true. It is for him and for us too. The sense is fitting climax to the Jewish Christians' mission trust, for here they complete the aspect of the Book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, We see the commissioning from start from Jerusalem and then Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Further, it is a harbinger of the full-fledged Gentile mission to come in chapter 13 and verse 28. Through this angel, God takes the initiative and directs Philip to take the road from Jerusalem to Gaza. The Paris translated south may also be taken temporarily. Actually, this route was to Gaza was, as we see in the scripture, in the verse, I think 26, the last part of 26, which is desert. So it was a not really a good road, but it was a desert road, and it might be a wilderness road. This fits the route from Jerusalem to Gaza. And this road was also more directed and had abundant water there. In immediate obedience with the little information, but complete trust in the Lord who guided Philip, set out for God to Philip from ministry in Samaria to the wilderness of the Judean hills, in not in a national move, but there is a very unique thing we can see that God's goal is not on quantity, but his goal is quality. So in this sense of an ethnically diverse body of Christ, we can see in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9, and they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you preach for God persons from every tribe and language and people and the nations. In a day, when 4 or 6 million have yet to hear the gospel within their own language or culture, maybe in Asia or other places, we should not be surprised to see God calling out most effective evangelists to go to remote places. And like Philip, they should obey immediately and unique and and without any question. Philip encounters an Ethiopian eunuch, and this was a powerful encounter. And we can see that this Ethiopian eunuch was not the normal person. He was the chief treasurer of the kingdom, wealthy from It's iron smelting and gold mining and trading position and other things. And he has a key position and also authority and wealth. And we see that Luke does not identify the eunuch as a simple person, a Gentile convert to Jerusalem, Judaism, or a God-fearer, a Gentile. And further we can see in the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 11, we see that both Jewish convert to Judaism, certains and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in their own language. So we see that he presented him only as a poet according to the Jewish faith. The eunuch is returning to More after a pilgrim to Jerusalem from one of the feast, and he's sitting in his chariot, riding. Reading scripture. The chariot is probably a four wheels vehicle, like an. And we can see that there could be a four people that can ride on this, and there was one eunuch and his driver Philip, and possibly another servant who would be reading the manuscript loudly if the official is not doing so himself. The carriage is moving slowly enough to allow for reading and for Philip to approach it en route. Reading loudly was the common practice in the ancient time, and was especially necessary when words were strung together on a manuscript without spacing, punctuation. We need the Holy Spirit guidance in the mission. Under the guidance of the Spirit, Philip was obedient and overcome any social resistance, and he approached the vehicle and walked briskly and alongside and engaged with the eunuch in the conversation about the reading. Luke constantly tells us that reading and understanding scripture are not the same thing, especially for those who do not have the understanding. We can see in the book of Acts 13:27 or Luke 6:3 or Luke 10 verse 24, it says that he said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I spoke in parable, so that through seeing they may not see, through hearing they may not understand." Another verse we can see, "All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." The eunuch admits his need, his humbleness, his teachable spirit is an initial first step to achievement knowledge for the salvation. And we see in the book of Acts chapter 7 and verse 11 where we see that other Gentiles are understanding the word of God. And then we see that God is in his mercy has provided not only the text but also the interpreter, a spirit-filled teacher. The eunuch urgently but politely asks guidance. And today these two gifts are still presented. We are those of the teachable spirit. Jesus is preached from the scriptures. Luke reports that eunuch was reading the scripture from the Isaiah 53 verse 7 and 8, and we also read the Act chapter 8 and verse 32 and 33. Through the wording reflect a gravely divine translation. At this point, the basic intention of Isaiah is not completely lost. Luke is very interested in the content of this quote, introducing it with the phrase meaning the content of wording of the passage. In it, we have a description of the innocent, righteous suffering, the objective basis for victorious atonement. Luke has already expressed that Jesus is his passion in these terms, silent before authorities and depraved of justice, an innocent man condemned. The eunuch want to know whether the prophet is talking about himself or someone else. For the Jewish in the first century, someone else was either the humiliated but vindicated righteous suffering of the and wisdom and traditions. Philip opened his mouth and began from his passage. Tells that church unites the good news about Jesus. Christ is the salvation, salvific key to the Old Testament. Does Philip simply expound Isaiah 53 and then shows the fulfillment in Jesus' life? Victoriously death and victorious resurrection, resurrection. Does the continue or connection exposition through succeeding chapter of Isaiah? Whatever the method, Philip both answered the unique question and point to Jesus saving sufficiently. Just as messenger fresh from the field of battle would evangelize the citizen with news of their army's triumph, Philip evangelized the Ethiopian that Jesus, the righteous suffering and crucified and risen again has won the victory over sin and death. And now repentance and forgiveness of the sin are available in His name. Amen. Do you want to understand the Old Testament? Stand in the empty tomb, under the shadow of an empty cross, within earshot of the teaching of Jesus and the preaching of the apostle, and leading convert and evangelist sent on their ways. Further on, we can see that as he was shared, as Philip was sharing the word with him, and God opened his heart, and he confessed, okay, so who can, here is the water, and who is stopping me to going into the water and being baptizing? And we just heard that Philip told him, and he and the eunuch accepted Jesus as his personal savior, and then he was baptized. And as he came out and filled with spirit, and suddenly we see that Philip is disappeared from there, and he's another place. In all this scripture, we see that how God is caring for the Gentiles. And I mean, this is not only that Philip was just sent there, but if we see in the chapter 8, in the chapter 8 we see that the disciples has been persecuted when the Stephanus was stoned, and Saul was holding the dress of the people, and we see the other disciples came under threat, and they left this area. But the very wonderful, I mean, thing we see, in chapter 8 and verse 4, we see, therefore they were scattered abroad, went everywhere, preaching the word. So running or coming out from this persecution, they went abroad. But what they was doing, they were preaching the word. And this is the result of the persecution and preaching of the word, that the Holy Spirit took, guided Philip to go to Ethiopian eunuch, and then he was there. And we see that God cared for one person, and God always provide the need, or God is always there who seek God with their own whole heart. They desire to see God, and God really then direct people to go and teach, guide the people. And we see that the road was not easy, but Philip went there. We see different things we can see in this whole story, and different steps we see in this story. But I think there is a challenge for me and for us, that we have to be open before God, and we need to listen to God more, and God would guide us in our life and our ministry. And we need to continue trust in Him. Maybe if we have a just small thing, because I was thinking when I was reading this scripture and also chapter 8 and verse 4, I mean, I was thinking that God cares for small. So this church is a really blessing. Even there is a small amount of people, but God is more interested not in quantity but in quality. So praise God that we have a quality. We meet together. We break bread together, we worship together, and praise God, we have a good, the leaders of this church has a good knowledge of the Word of God, and the church is mature in Christ and in His Word. So these things are really encouraging, and when we are enough strong, then we can guide also Ethiopians. We can guide also the Gentiles from Bangladesh or from Russia or from Spain or from whatever country. So God is able to use us, and we are thankful of His love for the nations and love for this church. And please... anybody would like to add something more, please feel free.
No, nothing to add, Brother Nadim.
Thank you very much. You are welcome, Sister.